From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today, Dr. Alan Cairns continues his series of studies in the Holy Spirit as he continues a message entitled The Spirit of Adoption. In spite of their having come to Christ for salvation, many Christians live in the fear that somehow they have to do something to maintain their standing of acceptance before God. Yet a true understanding of their position in Christ will do away with that fear. Dr. Cairns will come to God's Word shortly. First, he takes a few minutes to call attention to his booklet, A New Beginning, a publication designed for those who are serious about learning how to be saved and how to grow in the Christian life. Today, he focuses attention on the matter of tomorrow.
There's an old saying, tomorrow never comes. I've met so many people who have told me, yes, I'm going to be saved, but not today. Tomorrow. Some other time. I remember standing at a seaside resort in Northern Ireland. We were on a Sunday school outing, and a few of us young people, teenagers who were teaching children at that time, met a friend, or an acquaintance, should I say, to whom one of our friends had just recently given a witness of the gospel. And so we met him that day, and we talked to him for a little while. It was very obvious he didn't want to talk to us. He didn't want to hear about the things of God. He was just a young man. He was going to come to Christ some other time, but not today. Perhaps tomorrow, perhaps next week, next month, next year, some other time. That was a Saturday. The following Friday, he was buried, killed in an accident, as far as we could tell, dying without Christ. Tomorrow, 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 the devil tells you, you have plenty of time, you're young, you're healthy, you have other things to concern you right now, you have friends, you have family, you have a fortune to make, you have your way to make in the world. There are so many other things that need your urgent attention, you can leave off until tomorrow what you will do with Jesus who is called the Christ. Tomorrow, but tomorrow never seems to come. The book of Proverbs, chapter 27, and verse 1, is very specific about this. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Don't be boasting that you will do anything tomorrow. Tomorrow is not in your hand. Speaking to Belshazzar, the king of Babylon, Daniel the prophet described God as God in whose hand thy breath is. Tomorrow is eternity just hidden from your view. That's why the Bible says, do not boast yourself about tomorrow. Rather, consider that now is the accepted time and now is the day of salvation. The need to come to Christ is urgent. The need for people who have come to Christ to live their lives 100% and wholeheartedly for Him, devoted to His service, giving all they are and have to the Savior, is equally urgent. Tomorrow is too late to get saved. Tomorrow is too late to give your life in service for the Lord. Tomorrow, your opportunity may have fled forever.
You have longed for sweet peace and for faith to increase, and have earnestly, fervently prayed. But you cannot have rest or be perfectly blessed until all on the altar
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. Every day we've been receiving letters by mail, by email, and we've been receiving phone calls. Some of you want to say thank you and tell us how much the Lord has blessed His Word to your heart. Some of you have told us of life-changing experiences through the preaching of God's Word. Some of you have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program, such as A New Beginning. This booklet is a plain man's guide to the way of salvation and going on with God. For a free copy of A New Beginning, or of any of the other literature we mention, please contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, are there true prophets in the church today? Or, why does God allow suffering? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Now, let me say, this is a verse that deals with Christian victory, yes, but it goes to the basis of Christian victory. Sin is not your master because you are not under law. You are under grace. Sin shall not have dominion over you because you are not living in an economy, or God has not placed you in a situation where your Christianity, your acceptance with God, your victory, your anything depends on your ability to do the law, to fulfill the law. You are under grace. And under grace, you are in Christ and one with Christ. And through the merits of Him who fully satisfied the law, there is victory over sin. Oh, that God's people would learn this. So many, as I say, laboring under guilt. So many cannot get their minds off the failures and the filth of a past life. So many can't get beyond the skeletons that keep dropping out of the cupboard. But I want to tell you, my friend, there is an answer to all the guilt. There is an answer to all the roaring condemnation of the law. And it's in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. When a man comes by faith to Jesus Christ, then the Spirit of adoption says, you are no longer under law. It's satisfied. And you are accepted with God. It's the first thing the Spirit of adoption does. The second witness that he bears is that we have no need to labor under tormenting fear. You have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Not received the spirit of bondage. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, God hath not given unto us the spirit of fear. Now that's clear enough, isn't it? Fear here means the accusing conscience stricken by the Holy Ghost as he applies the law of God. Now, if you were to look up the commentators on our verse this morning, you would find that they are at sixes and sevens. Our student ministers are finding out when I give them a tough passage that the commentators have one great ability. Always, that is to confuse you. Because if one says, this is white, the other will say, no, it's black. And if you say, well, let's take it as black, somebody else will come along and say, no, it's gray. And say, well, let's take the compromise situation, somebody else will come and say, it's yellow. You know, it can be anything when you look at the commentators. That tells you that ultimately you've got to go to the best commentators who are not going just to read in their own peculiar little preconceived ideas. But when you get to this, they have a real difficulty. What is the meaning of the word spirit? The spirit of bondage. And the spirit of adoption. Some of them will say it means disposition. You don't have a disposition of slavish fear. But you do have the disposition of sonship. That's all very true, but I don't believe for a minute that's what the text is saying. Then there are some of them, and they'll say, well, the spirit of bondage, that's a disposition to fear. The spirit of adoption is the Holy Spirit. Then there are others, and they're very bold. And they say the spirit in both cases is the Holy Spirit. And I think they're right. Immediately it is said, but the Holy Spirit is the spirit of liberty. 2 Corinthians 3 and 17. So how can it be said the Holy Spirit is in any sense a spirit of bondage to fear? Bondage that produces fear. How is that the Holy Ghost?
Well, my friend, here we get to the heart of the gospel.
Yes, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of liberty to the sons of God. But before a man comes to be among the sons of God, the Holy Spirit is a spirit that causes a feeling of bondage and of fear. It is not true to say that the unsaved man who is not convicted by the Holy Ghost lives in bondage that produces fear. Oh, he lives in the bondage of sin, but he loves the bondage of sin. There are people in this meeting this morning, and they're not saved, and they know it, and they love it. Oh, they're in bondage to the world. They're in bondage to the devil. But they kiss the very chains with which they're bound. That's not the bondage that Paul's talking about here. A bondage that produces a tormenting fear is what he's talking about. What does he mean? Well, you'll find what he means if you go back to Romans 7 and verse 9. I was alive without the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. Let me very simply explain that. There was a time, says Paul, when before the law and the Spirit of God had begun to stir my soul in conviction, I felt that I was right with God. I was at ease with my own good works. I was at ease with my own efforts to save my soul. But then the Holy Ghost came and he quickened the use of the law within my heart to make me see that holiness was more than a pharisaical do this and don't do that. He made me feel the spiritual fullness of the law, and he made me to feel that I was a sinner in bondage to keep the law in all its perfection. And if I didn't keep it in absolute perfection, that law would damn me to hell. That's what Paul meant. Robert Murray McShane, when he wrote his great hymn, Jehovah Sid Kenu, the Lord our righteousness, he said, I once was a stranger to grace and to God. I knew not my danger, I felt not my load. Though friends spoke in rapture of Christ in the tree, Jehovah Sid Kenu was nothing to me. Then he added in the next verse these words, when free grace awoke me by light from on high, then legal fears shook me. I trembled to die. That is the spirit of bondage unto fear. That is the convicting work of the Holy Spirit, whereby he slays a man's self-righteousness. Can I say, my friend, that one of the great weaknesses of modern day evangelism is that it tries to get to the spirit of adoption without ever having the spirit of bondage unto fear. It tries to get to conversion without conviction. It tries to make a man feel good in Christ without ever feeling rotten in his sin. Paul is talking here about a time when before conversion, the believer felt the burden of sin, felt the weight of sin, felt the nearness of hell, trembled under the impending doom of the wrath of God. He felt that there was but a step between him and death, just a thread holding him out of hell. I want to tell you, my friend, that is true of every sinner. If you're in this meeting this morning and you're not saved, there is but a step between you and death. There is but a breath between you and hell. There is but just a hair's breadth between where you're now sitting and where you could lie eternally in the depths of a burning hell. Yet you don't see it. You don't feel it. And you can shrug it off. And I freely admit to you today that I, even if I could have the tongue of a Demosthenes, if I could preach like a Chrysostom or like a Whitfield, I could not make you feel it. But the Holy Ghost can. The Holy Ghost can. It's my constant prayer that He will. But thank God He doesn't leave us there. He doesn't leave us there. Many of you can look back to when you were under conviction. Now, don't misunderstand what I have said. I am not making a virtue in itself out of the length or even the depth of that conviction. I'm saying that God makes every man whom He saves feel that he's a sinner, and feel that he's near to hell, and feel that he can do nothing about it, and feel that Jesus Christ is the only answer. He doesn't leave us there. He brings us all the way through. And bless God in saving us. He becomes the Spirit of adoption. No longer are we under the dread of the broken law. No longer are we under the terror of the wrath of God. No longer do we tremble at the thought of having to see God's face. John puts it very well in 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. We have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God. Herein is our love made perfect. Let me rephrase that. Herein means on account of this, on account of God dwelling in us and us dwelling in God. This love is perfected with us, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Here's one of the greatest statements in the Bible. Because as He is, so are we in this world. If there's ever a verse in the Bible that sums up the very heart and substance of adoption, there it is. As He is. You think of how He is today. Think of what He is. Where He is. How He is. And I want to tell you there's a correspondence between where we are, what we are, and how we are. As He is, so are we in this world, even now.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.